I would say my mum's custard pies were something to really be desired. My brother and I used to fight very, very frequently over who would get the last slice. That's something I certainly remember about my mum.
Well, my mum's quite young, so when we was younger, she used to do cartwheels all the time. She was quite energetic, so I always liked that. Compared to everybody else's mums, she could still do cartwheels.
I was amazed when I found out that my mother did a lot of rowing on the Bann, which is a river in Coleraine, which is Northern Ireland. That quite surprised me. She was also a very good badminton player.
So, you know, you're asking for memories. These are sort of scratches on the record, if you like, because they're real encounters with your mother, aren't they? But she taught me to cook. So, I mean, in the kitchen, I suppose happy memories of being allowed to lick the bowl when she'd made a cake. She wasn't a good cake maker. But she, you know, she allowed my brother and I to lick the bowl. So we were in the kitchen with Mum. And I suppose the things your mother's there, but you don't realise what she's putting into your life. And I think that's how I can remember her always being there, you know.
Yes, it's a long time ago since I've had a mum, but we used to always go to church on Christmas Day. And one year we went, and my mum met a lady, and she said, "What are you going to do after?" And she said, "I'm going home by myself." And she said, "No, you must come to us for dinner." And at that time, I thought my mum was the most wonderful person to do that.
She's come from London, didn't she? But she just...
Brixton.
But, I mean, she made me welcome when I started going out with Marie. I don't know what else I can say. She was just a lovely woman. So I don't know what else I can say.
What's your name?
Hannah.
How old are you, Hannah?
3.
And why do you love Mummy so much?
Because she's given me kisses and cuddles.